in the world that I make, movement is king. So I'm very interested in quick, sensual, slithery, splashy movement.
And acclaimed choreographer and artistic director Stephen Petronio looks for certain kinds of dancers who can deliver the fast-paced emotional energy that has become the signature of his New York-based company.
I look for dancers whose technique is so good that it's invisible, so that you're actually looking at the mind of the dancer through their body.
Surprisingly, Petronio, a native of Newark, New Jersey, had no idea he'd be called to dance. The first in his family to attend college, Petronio set his sights on a career in medicine.
I went pre-med and I took a class to kind of relax on the advice of somebody I was dating at the time. And I was bitten in the middle of that improvisation class in the first semester. I was bitten by the bug. And it was the classic thunderbolt moment. And I looked down and I thought, oh my God, there's a body down there. And it wants to tell me something. So I became very obsessed with it. And I studied movement and dance, various forms of dance all through college. And then in the end, I decided, well, this is my focus. And then I moved to New York.
Petronio was inspired by the dancing of Rudolf Nureyev and Steve Paxton. In a career spanning more than 25 years, Petronio has created dozens of powerful works for his company of 11 dancers. In this first trip to New Orleans, the company will feature two works fusing new music, fashion, and visual art with dance. Underland, set to the music of Australian alternative rocker Nick Cave, was originally choreographed for the Sydney Dance Company in 2003.
Access to his entire library of hits, and so I used seven of my favorite songs of Nick's, and I kind of linked them together with his guidance and his producer's guidance, and we created bridges between the songs. Nick's subject matter is often the battle between good and evil, and so I created an arc from a very dark place to a very light place.
One of the highlights of Underland is a dance choreographed to Nick Cave's The Weeping Song.
It's like a folk song dealing with the pain of the world, and it's such a beautiful song, and it's such a privilege for me to choreograph that.
The sun go down to the water, and see the women weeping there, and then go up into the mountain.
In the second dance journey, City of Twist, Petronio delivers a love letter to New York.
So I was creating little characters that were, in my mind, New York-based. The homeless man on the street, the broken-down vaudeville stripper backstage after a show, the sailor on the street. New York is famous in the spring for its tall ships come in, there's sailors everywhere. So I was kind of trying to capture these little quintessential New York archetypes. And then 9/11 happened, so the focus really shifted. And, you know, all work was canceled during that period. But my dancers and I decided to go back into the studio just because we had to keep working. We didn't know what else to do. It was what kept us from going crazy in that period. So we created a little community in the dance that had the feeling of the streets of New York, and these characters were dropped into that context.
This work is set to an original score by Laurie Anderson.
Really caught the sense of the dance really beautifully. And she kind of scored the dance as if you would score a film. And she, you know, she took a videotape home with her, and after much observation, and then she actually invited me down to come and help mix with her, which was really exciting for me as well.
Petronio is anticipating audiences will come away with a sense of hope, inspiration, and excitement as the New Orleans Ballet Association and the NOCA Institute present Stephen Petronio Company for three performances, Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. and a Saturday matinee at 2 in NOCA's Lupin Hall, 2800 Charter Street. Inside the Arts for 89.9 WWNO, I'm Diane Mack.
This is the Lupin Song.